This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Four teams remain in the NFL playoffs, and that means only four teams left for you to bet on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
All right, and good morning. Welcome into another Wednesday edition of The Blitz, live here on Fan Run Radio, FM 105.7 AM 1340. If you're listening on terrestrial radio this morning, also we're up over at fanrunradio.com. You can click that live link at the top of the page. Powered by our friends over at MyBookie. Bet anything, bet anytime, bet anywhere, bet MyBookie. We also have the Periscope up and running at Fox Sports Knox on Facebook and Twitter, if you want to follow along there with us. And we are live in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios this Wednesday, game day edition. Don't forget the Fan Run Radio app. You can listen there too, crisp and clear. Get all the 12 hours of local programming right in the palm of your hands. Big game day, though. Wednesday. You know what that means, Charlie. Another win for the Vols. Got to get another win.
That's exactly what that means, and that's the only thing that means.
Got to get another win. Got to get another big win in conference play. That'll be tonight. Florida coming to town. Thompson Bowling Arena. We'll break all that down today. Talk about the game. Preview playoffs this weekend. A lot of big-time headlines, though, in the sports world right now. We'll get to all that today. A lot of things to get to. Sorry for being out yesterday. Thankful for the guys for, you know, stepping in and always keeping the show afloat. Man, that second shot really had me down, though. I had my second COVID shot, for those of you who've experienced that. First one was fine. I talked to you guys about that. I just had a sore arm. I had a really sore arm the second time, but then probably about, like, 9 o'clock on Monday night, started getting, like, feverish chills and got real hot. And then yesterday morning, I just felt like a truck hit me, and I just was dead. Like, and I'm just talking about, like, drained. Like, I was just drained. Like, it was just... It was so wild that it just boom, boom, and now I feel fine. It happened vice versa. Me and my fiance got our second shots on Monday. She was fine most of the day. Like I said, I started feeling it that night, and then over in the morning, real hot, and just flu-like symptoms, just down, tired, no energy. And then I was good probably about 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and then that's when it started for her. It was like completely opposite. She started getting the headaches and started feeling really down. Also, she's pregnant. So that's even, it was more of a hurdle. But feeling good today, I am fully immunized.
Well, in some states.
Well,
yeah. Immunized. I am immunized as Aaron Rodgers would say.
You would have been, like, 6 months ago.
You're not anymore.
Nobody really is.
No. You got to get, like, two boosters.
Well, I know I think you got to get the boosters now.
Considered
but
fully.
I'm on the path. I'm immunized, as my guy A-Rodge would say. How are you guys doing today? GP3?
Doing good. Tired. One of those mornings where you just didn't want to get out of bed, but
sheets were warm.
Yeah,
felt good.
Well,
got the dog nestled up next to you.
I swear, Charlie and I spent about half the show talking about how great it felt outside yesterday.
Yeah, the sun was out.
And when I rolled over and checked the weather for this morning, I didn't want to get out of bed.
Yeah, we had sun yesterday. It was really weird. Like it was like the first day. It felt like a long time where we actually got some. Some vitamin D,
it
man.
It was like 55, 60 degrees all day. I wore a tank top yesterday. It felt fine outside.
It felt great.
You know, I was freezing this morning.
Yeah.
And I was
this morning,
freezing.
It was awful. Luckily, my windows weren't frozen. but it was cold.
Mother Nature smacked us back in the face this morning, that fickle bipolar Tennessee weather.
I think I saw that we might be getting snow this weekend now.
Mm-hmm. I believe so. I think it's on the forecast. Crazy weather around here, man. You just never know. I think it was Cat Williams said. I forgot what state he was talking about. Somewhere down south. You don't know. You can't be a pimp in these conditions. I don't know what I'm going to wear outside. You can't be a pimp in these conditions. It's hot. Cold. Don't know what to wear. That was a great skit when he's talking about that. Charlie, how are you doing? You're much better than last time I talked to you on Monday.
Well, that's because I decided that I was just done with sports.
Are you doing the John Reed too? Casual fan. I hear I've been hearing him yell about that. I'm just going to
be a
casual fan now.
I just decided to dedicate all the time that I was dedicating to the Titans to self-betterment.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. Self-betterment, maybe even doing some things in your community.
You know, got to fix the self first, Chance.
Okay.
Community, they can figure it out.
They can wait. They can wait. I agree. They can wait. First, you fix yourself.
But I'm on day two. I went to bed before. I didn't even watch Arizona UCLA last night.
Oh, no.
Yeah, wow. That's the kind of person I'm becoming. I didn't even stay up to watch the Preds game. It was 11:30. I said, it's time for bed, Charlie.
Interesting.
You have to be up at 7.
I like it. New Charlie.
Woke up at 7 this morning.
You like go for a jog?
Yeah, I run down Sevier.
Okay.
Across the Gay Street Bridge to downtown.
Now we're talking.
And run back.
Now we're talking.
I did throw up off the Gay Street Bridge this morning. Yeah.
Hey, no pain, no gain. No pain, no gain.
Yeah, it was. People were driving to work. I'm just.
I like this new year,
bridge.
New Charlie.
It was very cold though.
Yeah.
Yeah, gonna like wear maybe a hoodie next time.
Maybe.
Sweatpants, maybe.
I like, if I'm gonna be outside doing exercise, I like to wear like the compression pants. So we might make fun of those. You know, like all the basketball players,
my headphones
NFL
broke.
Players wear. Your headphones broke?
Yes. So that was not a good one either. Like, I don't even understand.
You got to get you some pods, some
I don't understand
AirPods.
How this happened, but, like, there's a picture.
No.
It's just half of the ear part was just gone.
He's showing me half of the ear part is indefinitely gone.
It's just, it's nowhere to be found. So, like, those can't be fixed either.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I guess I'm just running in silence tomorrow.
Yeah.
And
just play
you know,
it straight
is,
from your phone.
That's
speaker.
Running, that'd be tough to really kind of, I guess, feel it and get the vibe. That sucks when you, like, when I hate when I go to the gym, if I forget my AirPods or something, I cannot stand just listening to the PA music.
Yeah.
I have to listen to my own music. It's always awful. Or it's just some top 40 stuff, and I want to listen to my own stuff that gets me hype. So I feel your pain there. I don't like to do any type of exercise. I don't cook without music.
I will just run around playing music out loud tomorrow.
That's what you're going to have to do.
Piss everyone off. It's my world.
Living
in it.
At least when you're running outside, you're not really in that close confinement of others like if you're in the gym. So it's probably not going to make that many people mad.
When I'm at the gym, if I'm about to hit something heavy, I like have go-to songs that I'll put on.
Yeah,
that get me pumped.
That's what I'm saying.
And sometimes I even just listen to podcasts while I work out.
I do too. I listen to podcasts. I even listen to some of our local programming here. If somebody's got some funny going on, listen to John Reed and the boys. Sometimes I listen to The Drive.
Terry Crews, he listens to audiobooks.
Audiobooks while he works out.
Yeah.
Do you like audiobooks?
No.
I don't either. I don't necessarily like people to read to me. I get it. It's easier. I can just watch a TV show.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just like sitting like, I don't really want anybody reading to me. I like to read and then stop, conceptualize, think about that point in the plot, that point in the book, pick it up again. I don't really necessarily, but I love podcasts. Big podcast workout guy.
I like listening to podcasts.
I like listening to a lot of podcasts, different ones. Music, sports, it all kind of just goes back and forth. But I don't know about the audiobooks yet. I used to date a girl that loved listening to audiobooks. Like, every night we'd listen to audiobooks. And I just, I don't know how you can do it.
My old roommate told me he was getting really into reading, and he was telling me about all these books he read.
And he was listening to audiobooks.
All these books he finished. And, like, 8 months down the road, after he'd started this whole book kick, I walked into his room, and I heard him listening to an audiobook. And I was like, oh, is this what you've been doing the last 8 months? And he was like, yeah, you know, I've been reading. So,
just like laying on the bed, listening
just
to
literally laying on the bed or like playing computer games and listening to like Matthew McConaughey's audio. Like,
playing
you're really learning today, Will.
Well, yeah, like things like with Amazon, you can change the voices.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it was Matthew McConaughey's book at the time.
It was his book. Okay, I know you can change voice and stuff. Like with my Alexa right now, I have not only Sam Jackson, Samuel Jackson as a voice, I also have Melissa McCarthy. The Samuel Jackson voice is much funnier. He curses me out all the time.
I was going to say, do they add in like unnecessary curse words?
Oh, yeah. It'll be like, you know, set a timer, Sam Jackson, for 20 minutes. And it'll be like, timer's up. Bleep, bleep, mother bleeper. That's what he'll say. You know, his tagline. That's what he'll tell
Alexa?
Me. Yeah, on my
Alexa.
Did
you have to pay for like the Sam Jackson?
No.
I need to do this to mine.
I got a notification one day that was like, do you want Sam Jackson as your Alexa voice? I said, hell
obviously,
yeah.
Obviously.
I said, hell
why
yeah.
Why do you even ask
me? I was like, hell yeah, I want Sam Jackson.
You should ask me if I don't want him.
Yeah, you should ask me. Then like one day, just and it pops up with, I guess, random people they change. But like once you add one person, like it's in the system, and then you can add other people. And then one day, about 2 weeks ago, it was like, do you want to add Melissa McCarthy? I was like, yeah, we'll give her a shot. We'll try her.
I don't think I want her.
She was pretty funny. But I went back to the Sam Jackson, yeah. Yeah, like you say, it should ask you, do you not want Sam Jackson? Because the answer is always going to be yes. Yeah, he'll cuss you out all the time. It's very funny.
I do want to be one of the people that reads audiobooks.
Really?
I don't know where I find that job or if it can be like a side hustle, but I think I could read these books real well. I'm a good reader. Great storyteller.
Are you a speed reader?
Well, not when I'm reading out loud. To others.
Oh, you're talking about when you read out loud. You're very good to read out loud. Like, do you do the different voices?
Oh, yeah. I think I would be the best-selling audiobook reader in America in, like, 5 short years.
I get into it really, really big when I'm, like, reading to kids, do all the different voices and try to, well, like, very climactic.
When I'm reading to myself, I'll find myself reading, and then I'll, like, just kind of zone out. And then, but I'm still reading, and then I'll, like, snap back into it, like, 2 pages later and have no idea what I just read.
I just see it all as a picture playing out in my head where I'm not even hearing or seeing the words anymore. And I'm just watching.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Like
I don't have the attention span for it. I didn't even read when I was in school.
Really? Were you not a part of the accelerated reader program?
Well, I mean, when I was younger, yeah. Right. I mean, like, I read like Harry Potter and stuff like that, but like To Kill a Mockingbird, I never read it.
I know that I'm a lot older than you guys. And I'd say a lot, not too much, but we had did you have the accelerated reader program, Charlie? Probably not.
I had that.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay.
We called it the AR club, though.
Is that like where they would put me in like the advanced reading classes?
No, but I was in those classes too. The accelerated reading program was like a program that schools started, and I don't think it was just Tennessee, but it was very popular in Tennessee. I guess it was just part of the criteria. And it was to encourage kids to read books. Mm-hmm. And you read these books, and each book like was like different stars or whatnot, or different like categories. Like, say, if you're in the second grade and you're reading a fourth grade level book, things like that. So you read these books, and you get these stars. And these stars accumulate. And you know what you get at the end? You know what you get, Charlie? You get Pizza Hut. That's what they gave us. They gave us Pizza Hut. You got a free pan pizza every time you like read like 4 or 5 books. So parents were always having to take their kids damn Pizza Hut free pan pizzas. They were probably really thinking back. Our parents were probably really pissed off even though you can't be pissed off of your kid for trying to educate themselves, reading all these damn books to get all these damn free personal pan pizzas.
You know what I would do? I would read 10 books a day and get 2 free pizzas a day for 5 days a week.
Well, no, the part of the club, too, at least when I did it, was you had to take a test.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You had to take a test at the end of each book.
I'd read 10 books a day, take 10 tests a day, get 2 pizzas.
They wouldn't let you. Like, there
No. Yeah, they didn't let somebody like you come in there and just do that. No.
So good at reading at reading comprehension tests.
So the program.
So many pizzas.
The program was the Book It program. But it was accelerated reader, and like GP3 said, they'd make you take comprehensive tests about the book. So, but for us smarter kids that figured that out, we just skim the book, and get all the key parts, because all you have to make is like a 70% or 80%, and then you pass, you get the star, you accumulate for the personal pan pizza, and then check this out: if your class read more than any other class in the grade, you know what they gave us? You know what they gave us, Charlie?
A pizza party!
Pizza and Coke party! Don't forget the Coke. It was a pizza and Coke party. That is what they gave us. Some kids even got driven in limos to Pizza Hut if they read the most in the entirety of the school.
They picked
you up in a limo
been me.
At school for lunch and took you to Pizza Hut. You get to grab a couple friends, and they took you with.
There's very few things in this world I love more than Pizza Hut.
It was
it's up there with Chili's.
It was the bee's knees back in the day.
Did you ever get to experience the Pizza Hut buffet?
Yeah. Oh, that was amazing. Bring it back.
The one on Chapman Highway.
Still has it?
Used to have it, but it still has all the setup. I
Pizza
think
Hut needs to bring back the lunch buffet.
Before.
Did you experience the lunch buffet where they brought out all that pizza at lunch and salad bar? They need to bring it back. Screw COVID. Need to bring it back. Times were simpler then. They were much better with the red cups.
Do you like Mr. Gaddy's?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Also, a questionnaire should be like, did you not like Mr. Gaddy's? Great.
Charlie, did you ever go to Mr. Gaddy's?
If you didn't go to Gaddy's.
Gaddy's Pizza.
You know, Gaddy's, you get some party pizza, the chocolate pizza. You have the
I think
room.
I know of what you're talking about, but I don't know
if I've
eaten there
or not. Like, they always had, like, some sort of arcade.
I mean, I don't think I've lived near a Gaddy's ever.
Did you guys go to DZ, Discovery Zone?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, man, they had one definitely in Nashville because we had to leave Clarksville to go to Nashville to actually go to the DZ. It was like a big Chuck E. Cheese, but for like tweens and for like kids, probably from like, you know, more.
So it's like an in between Dave and Buster's and Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, it was DZ Discovery Zone. Yeah, it was for the tweens. It was like if you're you're 12 to 9 years old, it's probably more popular for those kids. Heck yeah, man. Oh, just going down memory lane this morning. 865-546.
It's so late all 8200.
546-8200. Yeah, we got to take a quick break. But you can get on the G3 Help Me hotlines if you want to go down memory lane with
us.
Close
before I was born.
The DZ? Man, it was great. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, remember that the Knoxville-based law office of G. Turner Howard III can help you get the compensation you deserve. At G3, you matter most. Visit G3HelpMe.com or call them at 865-401-8214 to get help now. That's G3HelpMe.com. Again, G3HelpMe.com. Quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll get into it. Keep it locked here for more Fan Run Radio. Welcome back to the Blitz. Chance, Charlie, and GP3 live with you in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Like I said, you can call us up on the G3 Help Me hotlines. Phone lines are open now. Before we get into all of the major headlines, start talking about this Tennessee basketball game, let's go ahead and take a phone call this morning and get Philly. We got Phil on the line. How you doing, Phil? Top of the morning to you.
Good morning, Chancellor.
Good morning to you, sir.
How are you, Chuck and Trey Third doing?
I think we're all doing pretty good. Phil's pretty good.
Not too bad, Phil.
So you was going across the Gay Street Bridge and had a little problem?
Yeah, you know. Sure.
Hmm. Well, it's probably eating at Pizza Hut down on Chapman Highway, you know.
I do eat there, like, at least once a week. A little $10 tastemaker.
It's not that bad. I was just joking. But I think Pizza Inn out there on Clinton Highway has got a nice setup with the buffet and stuff. Their buffet goes on all day long.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been to that buffet. It's a great buffet.
But did y'all watch Buck Pearl and Konzo last night?
Yeah, Konzo really blew it late, didn't he?
Boy, it just proved the point.
They were down.
Means a lot.
They were down 55-51 late in that game. Missouri hits a three-pointer. And then that takes it to a 1-point score, 30 seconds left, Charlie.
36. They managed
30.
To
Oh,
not,
you watched it too.
They managed to not get a possession when Auburn got the ball with 36 seconds.
Auburn had the ball at 36. They don't foul. They didn't foul.
I would say anything under 40 to 45 seconds, you extend the game and you foul.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
But like somewhere between 40 and 45 and more.
You might play it out.
You have the argument to play it out, but 36 seconds, I would not play it out.
And you're only down by one. All you had to do is foul, make a 3-point game, and get the ball back. Probably what we're thinking, 30 seconds if you foul at 36.
I'm a big proponent of extending the game as long as possible. I mean, I am
I
just
agree.
A quick.
Especially.
Like once it gets like a minute and a half, if you're down – you know, 5-6 points, I'm already ready to start fouling and just quick to foul. I'm not hunting threes. I'm attacking the basket over and over, quick two foul.
I like that method too. And especially when you're playing the number one team in the country and you're on possible upset alert. Like, they played with him. Like, that's the one thing. Had Konzo Martin played a different scheme late and got his guys to foul and Missouri wins that game, we're not going to be saying Konzo is the best coach in America, but you're like, all right, Missouri played a good game. They pulled it out. They played with Auburn. They beat them. You might be talking more about Auburn as good as they look. But, yeah, they played with them tied at halftime, 31-31, lose by a point. I mean.
Well, I mean, he did a good blueprint on the way you beat Auburn, people have to slow it down and, make it a half-court game.
Yeah, they want
to Auburn run.
They want to play fast. Bruce Pearl, we know that from watching him. He wants to play up-tempo fast.
You know, it was a really nice defensive effort from Missouri. And, you know, Auburn kind of showed that they can win a sloppy game, too. That they can, get gritty defensively and do enough to win. But
Auburn killed him on the offensive glass, though. It was 25 offensive boards to 10 on the night.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
That's what I'm concerned about when we play Auburn is their offensive prowess inside over ours.
There's a good bit that I'm concerned about when we play Auburn, Phil, but, you know, it is what it is. Did you see what happened to Alabama last night, Phil?
Yeah, what about that?
How about that? I watched every second of that game, and it was gross. Alabama looked disinterested, poorly coached. I mean, it just looked bad. And that Georgia team is awful. That Georgia team is abysmal. They had lost 9 straight SEC games. They had been run off their own floor by Georgia Tech, by Virginia, boat raced by Northwestern, beaten by Wofford this year. A bad Gardner Webb team beat them by 17 at home. ETSU beat them. George Mason beat them.
I think they've beaten 2 or 3 good teams, though. That's why I see more perplexing about it.
Well, they beat Memphis.
They beat Memphis, I guess, if you want to count that. But
well, they were good at that time.
They weren't bad, I guess.
I mean, they were ranked. They had
Georgia did all that though to lose then beat Alabama. Alabama's got a lot of questions to answer. It's gonna be really funny when they're like a 7 seed or an 8 seed or a 9 seed, but they've still beaten Houston and Gonzaga.
Well, Alabama hadn't replaced the big guy they had inside last year. That's just evident to me watching them play.
They don't play any defense. They are, to me, they remind me of just reverse Tennessee, where they usually get pretty solid offensive output, but they can't play a lick of defense.
Yeah. Well, Mississippi State gave Kentucky a tussle last night.
Yeah, they were down by like 20 points at one point, too, I'm pretty sure Mississippi State
Iverson was. Molinar, a guy I've talked about on this show.
You have plenty of times.
And
I've
talked
heard
about
you
on Talk Sports as well. Like, people, no one wants to mention him in the conversation with some of the best players in the SEC. He is very easily one of the best players in the SEC. And, you know, he basically dragged that Mississippi State team to overtime in the second half. He had like 20 plus in the second half and overtime combined. He is a star. And, you know, Kentucky was without Ty Washington, too. So. Yeah.
Where's Ty Washington returning for Kentucky? Y'all have any idea?
It was a high ankle sprain. They said that he was day-to-day yesterday, and he put something on his Instagram story about trying to get right for the Kansas game this weekend. So, you know, he might try to play. I doubt that he comes back that quickly. I would say it's probably, you know, a week or two, maybe even 2.5-3 weeks before he comes back, because they don't want to rush that high ankle sprain when he's going to be so important for March.
So Buck Pearl's going to play Oklahoma in the Big 12 shootout, and we play Texas, and Kentucky plays Kansas, and
Alabama plays Baylor.
Oh, Baylor will boat roll with them.
I don't know. Alabama beats these really good
teams.
Yeah,
to me that just feels like the kind of game that Alabama just randomly wins. LSU also goes on the road to TCU, which could maybe be an opportunity to slip up.
That'll be a good game. TCU's got some good wins on the season.
Yeah, TCU got boat raced last night, but generally they've been pretty good this year. And Mississippi State, Texas Tech should be a decent game as well.
Yeah, it'll be pretty good. I mean, Tennessee has a legitimate chance of beating Texas. I've watched Texas. They're kind of big and slow, and Tennessee's quickness may give them a problem, but their physicality may give us a problem, so it'll be interesting to see which one wins out.
I think that Texas is not very mentally tough. You know, I think that you can really wear them down kind of easily. You know, I feel like you can really affect their guards pretty easily with, you know, the intensity, with the quickness, like you were mentioning, with some of the effort that you can give them. And that can wear them down a little bit. I feel decent about your chances to beat Texas. They've been a pretty inconsistent team, so you don't really know what you're going to get from them, honestly.
Are they going to get any football players over here? I mean, we just got two to get now. Is that what the deal is?
As far as recruiting right now, I know we've got our early enrollees in. I saw that story. You know, all our guys in now, Taven Jackson, a lot of those other four stars they expected early. You also got a Nebraska grad transfer at linebacker depth. He doesn't seem like he's that great of a player. Let me pull up his name, though. But I don't know about any new players as far as the two that you're talking about that we're waiting on.
Well, I mean, they got two scholarships now. I mean, they lost the kid from Wyoming and then had the offensive lineman transferred out.
Yeah.
So since they reduced their scholarships, which I don't understand one bit, even why are you penalize yourself when everybody else is cheating like it's the end of the world? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, because
you gotta cheat, man. That's how you win.
I mean, there is some truth to that.
We're not doing things the right way right now at all. It's kind of making me lose a little bit of confidence in some of the momentum that we had built in Josh Heupel's first season, to be honest with you, but. You know, there's still guys hitting the portal every day. There's still guys out there. So I guess we'll see what Tennessee pulls together.
Well, Tennessee needs to have a decent season next year because you don't want to follow up next year with the same results or worse. It would be wouldn't be very good over here. But hopefully that schedule, they can win 8 or 9.
I think you should be able to win at least 8 games next year. I no longer have a lot of confidence that the defense gets any better, really all that much better, if they get better at all. But with Tillman and with Hooker and, you know, with the pieces that you have offensively, I think, you know, you can win 8 games at least. So
one more thing is, what do you think about Tannehill? Is he going to stay with the Titans? I mean, it's obvious he can't get it done. See?
I hope not.
You know, I still have a soft spot for Ryan Tannehill. I recognize that he failed you this year in several instances, but I do have a lot of issues with Todd Downing. And there were a lot of instances this year where his mistakes came from incorrect diagnoses of the defense before the play. You know, I think oftentimes he struggled with some of his pre-snap reads, and, you know, he turned the ball over this year. But both of those issues were new this year. His first two seasons when he took over as a starting quarterback, he didn't have either of those two issues. He also had a substantially better offensive coordinator. He had a lineup that didn't get hurt more often than not.
So you're saying it's more like the offensive coordinator not put in a position to excel in the things that he does well.
I don't know. I don't know for sure. But maybe there's hope that this year was more of an outlier than, you know, what it actually is. I don't know. It doesn't seem like the Titans are going to move on from Tannehill or Todd Downing. But you got to move on from one or the other because – at least you got to decide who's to blame. It's got to be one of them.
It's got to be somebody in this world we live in. Somebody's got to take that fall. So we'll see what happens with the Titans. On the other side, let's go ahead and jump to Tennessee basketball. Got Florida tonight, 6 o'clock tip-off. Keep it locked here for more of the Blitz.
Right now.
Yeah.
It's like what I saw somebody say on Twitter yesterday. It's like, they're $80 million in the negative in cap space right now. Usually that's when I stop my Madden franchise, too.
That's pretty good. Do we think that he – would he have stayed maybe if they made the playoffs? If they had made the playoffs, I mean, that would have been – he also could have been up there for, you know, a coach of the year candidate. Because everything that happened, Drew Brees retiring, losing Jameis Winston, having to do this quarterback carousel of Taysom Hill, Trevor Siemian, and I feel like they brought in another guy too to play quarterback. Oh, they had a kid from Ian Book as well. So
my guy.
Yeah, they didn't have a great season. They're strapped on the cap space, as you just said. But now the Saints are now the ninth NFL team with a head coaching vacancy. What a time to be alive.
They'll probably just promote Dennis Allen.
Think so. Defensive coordinator Dennis Allen and offensive coordinator Pete Carmichael Jr. are two obvious candidates, according to Adam Schefter.
Yeah, I think they'll promote Dennis Allen. I think they'll, you know, be okay. For Sean Payton, I mean, yeah, it was time to get out. He'd been there forever. Things not looking great.
And
Amazon is reportedly thinking about offering him QB1 money to come just be an analyst for him.
For their, like, live sports they're getting going.
Then when, you know, when Mike McCarthy gets fired in Dallas, you go coach the Cowboys.
Yeah, because he got his coaching ranks. He was a quarterback coach and, I think, a passing game coordinator for the Cowboys in the early 2000s. So that would make a lot of sense. Yeah. I think that lines up perfectly Cowboys – I went out because when I read the story, they talked about his previous jobs, and I saw the Cowboys. I was like, well, Jerry Jones would love to wait a couple years and just go ahead and bring Sean Payton in as the new coach. And that'd be probably that's a home run hire for Cowboy fans. I'm with you guys, too, though. I think it's a little bit – I don't know if it's cowardice. It does seem like that's why he's leaving. Things are not going well. Going to get out of there.
It's not like a cowardly reason to leave, honestly.
I'm saying, yeah, like it's – and it's – I was also going to say – it was already weird for me to see him with not Drew Brees on the sideline because they were, like, you know, together for so many years, for almost a decade. So it seemed like, you know, him without Drew Brees. I thought maybe when Drew Brees retired he was going to quit anyways.
Doesn't this just prove more and more that players make the coach, not the other way around? Time and time again we see this.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Without Drew Brees, the Saints are –
that's a good point. Team. That's a good point. I mean, without the Patriots, what is Belichick? I mean, without Tom Brady is what I meant. What have the Patriots been? They got to the playoffs this year, but I mean, they struggled. They've struggled since he left. They're not any team that we fear anymore. Like, they're going to win the Super Bowl. They're going to the Super Bowl automatically.
I mean, what would Tom Brady be without Bill Belichick, though?
He didn't win a title without him.
I'm saying, like, if he had never.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If they never, yeah. I mean, you could say Drew Brees, too. But, I mean, that's a good point. Sometimes we give a lot of credit to the organization and the coaches, but players mean a lot. Players are the ones out there that are fighting. I mean, Michael Jordan said it best in his retirement speech when he went after Jerry Krause and Jerry Reinsdorf. Yeah. So, Peyton tied for 21st NFL history of 152 career victories. Record 152-89 is a 63 win percentage. And that doesn't include a season-long suspension in 2012, obviously. He had to take a year away. He is 9-8 in the postseason with one Super Bowl title, as we all know, after Hurricane Katrina. So definitely did a lot for the city of New Orleans and the all-time winningest head coach in Saints history. Now, the Saints look to get a new coach. Like you said, they might promote from within. In other news, the Shield looks like down in Jacksonville, I don't know if you guys are scared about this.
No.
Looks like Jacksonville's getting closer to making Byron Leftwich their new head coach.
Yeah, actually, I hate that. As a Titans fan.
I would hate it too, right? He's a pretty good offensive mind.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the Jags. Like,
last time they were pretty good, he was quarterback. He was the successor to Mark Brunell, passed the torch to him. I think he's a pretty good offensive mind. I know what you're saying is the Jags, but all they need is a competent coach to come in there with Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, no, that would make me very, very uncomfortable. I would prefer they go hire Kellen Moore.
Yeah, somebody.
Dan Quinn or plenty of other names.
I think Byron Leftwich is sneaky good.
Before Byron Leftwich.
Yeah, so it looks like he might be the Jags' next head coach. Other news in the NFL. Did you guys see AB post a picture in a Ravens jersey?
Yeah. What?
What was that about?
Why would, like, if he's trying to say, I want to go play for the Ravens, like, does he not think he's just going to get the same treatment there? Lamar can't throw the ball well. He's inaccurate as hell. they barely throw the ball as it is. I mean, if you want to spend all your time on the field, downfield blocking, I mean, I guess the Ravens are your team.
I guess so. And then other Shield
mental
news.
Health, mental wealth.
Mental wealth, mental health. He said, I got mental wealth. Aaron Rodgers, Clint, he hinted at his decision for his future in Green Bay. Said he is likely to make a decision quicker than normal out of respect for his teammate Davante Adams. We know that they've talked about it. Seems like they might be a package deal. We saw the Last Dance graphic, you know, in the offseason when Rodgers was going back and forth with the Packers brass. But they can use their franchise tag on Adams as early as February 22nd, but no later than March 8th. And Rodgers says he already does not want to be a part of a rebuild, so he will make his decision by the time free agency begins, which is March 16th.
Would the Packers be a rebuild team if they didn't have Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't have Rodgers, probably.
Maybe. Maybe they try to win now with Jordan Love. Or, you know, maybe we give you Ryan Tannehill, Julio Jones.
Two first-round picks.
Two first-rounders, and maybe even Derrick Henry, and you give us Devontae and Aaron Rodgers.
How about you give us Ryan Tannehill, two first-rounders, and A.J. Brown?
No, can't give up A.J.
Yeah, sorry.
You're not giving up Aaron Rodgers.
You can have
Devontae Adams.
You can have Derrick Henry.
Devontae Adams.
You can have Derrick Henry.
You have Derrick Henry after you've already put him through the ringer. He's injured now. He's not the same Derrick
Henry.
No,
Mike Vrabel said that the injury was not caused by usage, and he should still be able to be 100% same as he always has been next year. So we're good.
Right. The Packers sit at 44.
We would need Aaron Jones back then if we're giving you Derrick Henry. So
no, we're good.
Just throw him in the mix.
Packers are $44.8 million over their projected cap for the 2022 season. That's without Davante Adams. Franchise tag for a receiver will be close to $20 million per year. Teams do have to be under their cap by March 16th. So we'll see how that all plays out. A lot of big headlines in the NFL. Even more to speak of that we'll get to maybe on the other side. And we'll get to all the basketball, hour number two. So one more break. We'll come back, wrap up hour number one. Keep it locked here for more of the Blitz. Before we do get to the basketball talk in hour number two, I need to let you know this Saturday night. That's right, this Saturday night, Fan Run Radio back in action at Walk-On's Sports Bistro. You guys, come out, hang out with your Fan Run brethren. Tip off is at 8 p.m. There will be drinks served, libations. Walk-On has a great selection of appetizers, man. Their entrees are great. Last time I was there, had a shrimp po' boy. That was off the charts. Also had some spinach dip with the crostini bread, you know, the crispy bread. Had some of that. That was really good. I mean, nice cold beer too. That always hits the spot. Tip off is at 8 o'clock. And come out this Saturday. It's going to be community involvement, helping out local schools, what Walk-On is going to be doing. Always a friendly staff and management. So we really appreciate you guys come out there and support the people that support your friends here at Fan Run Radio. We had a pretty big showing last time I was out there. Big Charlie was over here. Nate, the Godfather, HK, Vol, Rumor Mill, Houston Crest was in attendance, Will Stevens. I heard John was there, but he had gotten there before I got there and took off. But a lot of folks here. I even saw old Logan Quentin. I hadn't seen him in a while. We'll have him back on during baseball season. He was also out in the mix. So you want to get out there with us? Get out there early because seats are limited. That is one thing I did notice. Last time I went to Walk-Ons, I tried to get out there. I came towards the second half, and there are not a lot of seats at the bar. We're a lot of seats over there with the Fan Run folks. So you want to be quick, grab a table with one of us, grab a seat at the bar. Charlie will be out there, I'm sure.
Do you have to be like that awkward guy who just kind of stands around the table without a spot to sit?
No.
Well, you got there with like 2 minutes left.
No, it was like, I know when we left, it was probably 12 minutes left in the second half. We didn't get there until the second half, but it was like 12 minutes. It was when the game was already, they were down probably like 12 at the time, 15. And There were seats, though. Charlie and them had seats with them, a couple tables. There just weren't a lot of seats in the bar. It was packed. Yeah. I mean, people were watching the game, sound on everywhere, all the TVs they have. They got to probably have at least over 100 TVs in
there's
that
so
place.
There's so many at walk-ons.
There's so many TVs. Yeah, there just weren't a lot of spots. So you want to get out there quick. And remember, like I say, get out there, try some of that bread pudding. Charlie was eating the bread pudding when I walked up. He's scarfing it down.
Nate Hodges. And a real mature move. Too mature for me to even think of.
No.
Guy that's been around the block a few times. Got extra whipped cream on the bread pudding.
Smart
and it looked
move.
Like it should. It was a smart idea.
Veteran move. Hey, maybe want to get out there and try their voodoo shrimp and grits. I've had that before. It's really good. You got the cream cheese, the pickled jalapenos. Ah! I love corn grits, cheese grits.
I love grits, man.
Yeah, man. So me good. Too. Put some bacon in there, some red onion. Oh, give it to me. Give it to me now. Hey, that's where we'll be, though, Saturday night for the Texas game. Tip off 8 o'clock. Like I say, you want to get out there early. All right, hour number two. We'll go ahead and jump into Tennessee basketball. Big game versus Florida. We'll hit you any other headlines we missed. And you got some college basketball coaches in some hot water, too. Looks like some people are going to be having some separation. We'll tell you more about that in hour number two. Keep it locked here for more of The Blitz and more Fox Sports Knoxville.